Angie, I have a question for you.
Yes.
I want you to tell me everything that you know about Call of Duty.
What do you mean, everything?
Well, just, you know, what is Call of Duty? What happens when I'm doing Call of Duty?
Face pwnage? Shooting people in the face?
Do you have a particular, you know, do you know any of your weapons?
You can have a rocket launcher, an AK, pistols. Some of them you can have, like, dual stuff.
So is there an objective to the game, or is it just shooting faces, or...?
Killing people and capturing flags.
So why are these flags so important?
I don't know.
How does it smell in here?
It smells delicious.
It does smell delicious.
What was on the wheelbarrow full of dicks menu?
The menu was cheesy rice and steak.
Steak is always good.
You can't beat steak.
As is cheese and rice.
Oh, so good. Was there broccoli in that rice? Yeah, I didn't taste it either, but there were little bits of shit. Little bits of shit in the rice.
Well, I'm not sure how that would be, but...
You know, if you guys enjoyed it, that's all that matters, right?
Oh, yeah, I poured it. I poured my meat juice on my rice. It was delicious.
That could be taken many different ways.
God damn, yeah. It could. And what you're thinking is probably what I did.
Do you ever go through, like... I may be asking this question to the wrong person, but do you ever go through, like, masturbation spurts?
Yeah.
Where, like, sometimes you just beat the hell out of your meat, and it's just like you always want to masturbate.
Oh, God, yeah.
And then sometimes it's like, yeah, you know, you don't care as much.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. I find that it's strange trying to balance the masturbation with the sex life, you know, because it's like...
Yeah, you can't just masturbate all the time. Else you can't give your lady the... extra 10%.
Exactly. You know, so you got, it's like, you're playing a dangerous game. Because it's like, should I masturbate or am I going to get laid tonight? You go with like you masturbate once regardless.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
It's like,
early in the morning, like, you know, you're going to have some at night, like, your batteries will recharge.
Right. You always give it the morning masturbate. That's a given.
Yeah.
But then it's like, you know, you get off work and it's like, am I going to get laid tonight? And it's very, you know, it's female. You're trying to predict this behavior, so you can never really tell ahead of time if you're getting laid.
No.
And, like, you ask them, and they say, I don't know. And, like, I used to think that I don't know meant they knew and they weren't telling me. Now I genuinely think they don't know.
No, I think they got you in their trap. They honestly know.
Oh, you think they know?
That you just masturbated?
No, that they're going to give you some sex tonight.
Oh, you, like they're keeping it a secret?
Yeah.
Do you get the same thing where they're like, no, baby, not tonight? You have to, like, try back a couple of times? You know, like, you don't ever get it on the first try. Or is that just me?
That's just you. I get it on the first try many times.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times I get it on the first try.
No, I'm not saying every time, but a lot of times it seems like, you know, you like, make your first pass, and she's like, no... No, not tonight. And then, like, you try back again. And, like, she knew she was going to let me touch him the whole time. But, like, the first couple... She makes me work for it. So, like, the first couple times she says no, knowing that I'm just going to regroup and try again.
I just, like, hey, let's have some vodka. Let's get a little... If we're not going to have sex, why don't we have a little party? And then we have a little party. And then, bam, inside.
When he said, bam, inside, he put his hand up.
Yeah.
Almost like a backwards
he pantomimed
Black Panther thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that was because he was...
Cock power.
No, it was cock or it was just like massive fisting time.
No, massive cock. Huge, massive cock. And she's like, oh no.
So you say they know, and they just say... Like if you ask your lady friend at lunchtime, Mike...
Ask that early. You shouldn't ask that early, or else that's going to be in the back of their head all day.
I want to know early enough to try to plan some masturbation time, you know?
Well, that's the problem. You're trying to work within your schedule. You got to work within their schedule. And sometimes they don't know until like an hour and a half beforehand. So you got to hit them up when the time's right.
I have found that the more that I clean, the more often that, the answer is yes. You know, like...
Like
you get rewards for jobs well done?
I don't know. I think it's more like that's less shit she's having to do. Because, like, if she, like, gets home from work and then, like, does the dishes and then, like, cooks dinner and then, like...
Oh, I thought you meant her junk. Like, with your mouth.
Cleaning her junk?
Yeah. Give her a little... Give her the licking. You got to stir the trough a little sometimes.
I mean, that's a given. I don't know like about you guys. That's like part of the routine, you know. I get some head, she gets some head, we have some sex. Like that's how it goes.
It's not always with me. Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Mike?
What's the
routine?
You know, I definitely do the cunnilingus. And I try to make that last as long as possible because I know that once my dick touches shore, it's only a matter of moments before I start killing some Indians, you know? So, you know, I try to make the whole experience last long because I know I'm not going to last long.
Right.
I'm what you call a premature ejaculator. Pretty much immediately.
Well, just remember.
Well, don't they have things for that?
You know,
I've been
doing some Google searches. I've been trying to find what,
even if you like masturbate like three times.
You know,
before
the problem is I think that like I'm doing even worse than I normally do, and I think it's because I'm not masturbating nearly as much as I could because I don't have the house to myself as much anymore. Like you know, when I lived at my job, I had all kinds of time. Because, like, you know, I could go home and beat off on, like, you know, lunch breaks and stuff. But now I can't do that. Now I have to actually, like, go to lunch on my lunch breaks. And that's totally lame.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that, you know, I'm splooging extra quick lately.
Sometimes, like, you know, if we go, like, you know, a few days without having some sex.
Yeah.
And then, like, the next time, like, you know, I come kind of quickly. Like I kind of like blame it on you. It's like, well, you know, we haven't had sex in a while. You know,
yeah.
Like, if we make sure this happens like every day,
oh, I just keep going.
You'll never, you know,
you
have
just,
an issue.
You just work through it.
Yeah, just keep going.
Don't you eventually just kind of die?
No,
you just keep going.
Just keep.
See,
going.
I mean, like I've done that before. Like I've pulled out and like you know, done the splooge and then like tried to just you know go right back to work. Like, after a minute or so, like it's just kind of like, yeah, no, we already did that.
Well, I mean, I can usually pound it out. Yeah, I mean, like, I can usually get the job done even if I finish too early. Because it's going to remain hard long enough to get the job done.
No, I don't get any jobs done. I try.
I don't get any jobs done.
I got to be getting an A for effort. I'm not getting any jobs done.
You don't,
I'm just bad. I guess I'm not doing myself any favors here.
This is what you do. You take a rubber band, you pull it real tight, you hit that little son of a bitch against the tip of your penis.
Yeah.
That seems like it would hurt.
Yeah, it's going to hurt a lot.
Like, hurt enough to lose my erection, probably.
Yeah, that's why you do it, like,
do you wait
an hour or two beforehand.
An erection?
No. You do this, like, an hour and a half beforehand.
So, just flaccid dick?
But doesn't that make your weenie helmet, like, extra sensitive?
No, eventually.
It was kind of tingly?
Well, no, you're
just got hit?
No, it's going to lose feeling.
Okay, so this is like the... Like the Thai boxer kicking the banana tree thing. Like,
yeah, you
if
gotta,
you kick it enough, the nerve endings in your legs will die, and then you can like you know kick people in the face without hurting.
Yeah.
It's like the same principle, except
yeah, you
with
can,
your dick.
You can hit that stone pillar until it starts shaking and shit starts falling off the top. That's what you got to do. I mean, we all have our own faults and strengths in this world. Sometimes you got to make it work for you.
Yeah.
By taking a rubber band and hitting against your penis.
I'll try it.
No, you won't.
I think I will. I mean, I'm a giver, you know. I'm a giver.
Just spank it twice in the morning. By the end of the day, you'll be.
That's what I'm saying. Like you know, with the amount that it sounds like you masturbate, it would seem like there'd be no issue, you know.
Well, and I read something that says that if you masturbate for a long time, then you train your dick to last longer. That's not the case. It's not the case at
all. So your masturbation sessions are like an hour long.
Well, I mean, not always. Sometimes you got to rub one out quick, you know. You got a couple minutes here or there. I mean, you know, like, I'm all about, you know, trying the long one, you know, to see if I can do better. But, you know, I'm not going to do it at the expense of, you know, my quick ones. I got to get those done.
Well, see, I think the quick ones are, like, training your dick to do, like, to pop one off, you know?
Yeah. Which are you doing more of?
The quick ones.
Well, you shouldn't do that. You should do the long ones more.
Yeah.
Probably. I only do the quick ones when I'm over at somebody's house for the first time. That's when I do mine. And when it's time, my dick knows when it's ready to go. Okay, boss, we're doing this quick. Okay, let's start plowing that field.
Yeah.
Yep, my little penis calls me boss.
My lady keeps hinting to me that tattoos are sexy.
Is she hinting to you that she wants to have sex with someone that has a tattoo?
I don't know. Do you think that's what it is? But
for sure.
She's like, you know.
Well, just from the description of your sex life, it sounds like she needs a good deep dicking.
Yeah, tattoos are sexy. You should get a tattoo. And like, I mean, I agree, you know, sure, tattoos would be great and all. But I can't think of anything that I would want to be on me forever.
Here's what you do.
Things are temporary. Everything's temporary. If you like a band, if you... like anything, really, you know, it's probably not going to last.
You should get, like, a vagina tattooed on you. You'll always like vagina, right?
I mean, in 1993, I was all about Bush's 16 Stone album. I was like, man, this band's going to be awesome forever. You know, now it's just kind of... That and another thing is, I'm a fat dude. If you get a tattoo on a fat dude, then, like, what happens if you get skinny?
It shrinks a little. If you get fatter, it stretches. You just have them fill it in.
I don't know. I keep saying one of these days I'm going to get skinny again. I still have some of my pants that don't fit me no more because I think that one day I'm going to wear those pants again.
Well, why don't you do this? In order to convince her tattoos are not sexy, find a bunch of those pictures of rednecks and white trash that get pictures of their dead kids tattooed on them after they've had, like, way too much meth and then... You know, the kid doesn't make it, and they get the tattoo on him. Show her pictures of those, like, those tattoos. They all look horrible and nasty, so just get those.
So I should talk her out of this thing?
Yeah, talk her out of it.
See, you've got it all wrong. I don't think she wants you to get a tattoo. I think she wants someone involved, like Hulkamania style, you know?
Oh, she wants... You know, one of my buddies to...
Well, I don't know. Do you have buddies with tattoos?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Do you have one in particular? Because maybe she's eyeballing this guy.
You think?
Probably not.
I don't know.
I'm just trying to make conversation, you know.
Yeah, Rabbit Poundings is right. Why don't you get a tramp stamp?
You think?
It would show your love for anal.
Yeah.
But not, like, my anal.
Well, yeah. Your butt is hungry.
Yeah, you know.
My butt isn't hungry, though, guys.
Why? Is it fed?
Has it been sated?
It's So you're trying to starve the beast?
You don't watch the baseball at all, do you?
No. I think it's bullshit that we cancel the podcast for some fucking baseball game, and I miss Monday Night Football, like, every week to come over here, and some faggoty Cardinals go to some faggoty NLCS, and all of a sudden, we can't do the fucking podcast.
I don't know. I felt bad. I felt like we shouldn't do one because we're St. Louis people. And
fuck that.
I couldn't have given a shit less.
Baseball is so gay.
That is the dumbest fucking sport.
Anyway, the final game of the World Series was last night, and Detroit got swept. And the final game was in Detroit. And
they burned stuff down?
Yeah, after the game, there was rioting.
Yeah, see, look, I had not heard that. And yet I knew because that's what happens in Detroit.
Well, what I was going to say is, you know, and it didn't seem like it was that big a news that there was rioting in Detroit. And I figured that it would be a bigger story because, you know, people in Detroit are usually so well behaved.
Right.
You know what would have been awesome? Just seeing a bunch of shopkeeps on top of their little shops with Uzis and AK-47s just taking people out to try to get in.
I guess it's not as big of a story if they pull down boarded up windows as opposed to throwing things through
mm-hmm.
glass. Well, that's like windows. The only kind of windows they have in Detroit at this point. They're all boarded up.
Yeah, so like, I've heard that there's like sections of the city that they just kind of have blocked off. Like, yeah, there's nothing here anymore. It's kind of like Judge Dredd. Like, you know, there's like a main city, and then you can be exiled into the part where no one goes.
We should like grow a bunch of cannabis in the exiled part.
I'm pretty sure they already do.
Yeah,
I mean where are you going to find police? Room?
That'd be where the rape hut would be, right?
The police. Have
oh, there's
lists.
Many of those.
There's lots of rape.
The
huts.
Police in Detroit have lists of calls they won't respond to anymore.
Oh, in certain areas, they're like, yeah. You're on your own, buddy.
You're like, oh, okay, there's a burglary? We're not coming for a burglary. Call us if there's a murder, buddy.
If someone gets shot, let us know. And then we'll tell you to call the ambulance and fuck off.
Speaking of murder, I have a question. Napier, I want your opinion of this. Now, if you're working at, like, Taco Bell.
Yep.
And you put in a couple hours at Taco Bell, and then, like, halfway through your shift, you get pissed off, and you throw down your apron and you quit. You yep. still get paid for the couple hours that you were there at Taco Bell working, right?
Of course.
I mean, like, you clock out before you leave, and then they pay you up until you quit.
Of course. I mean, we did that many a times with people who just up and quit.
Yeah, I mean, we say, okay, we'll clock out, and then you get paid for the time that you were there making tacos. There was a story that I read, I want to say it was two nights ago, where a woman had three kids, and one of the kids had a ballet lesson. So she took her one kid to the ballet lesson and left the other two kids with a nanny. Well, when she came home, the nanny had murdered the two kids and tried to commit suicide and failed. She, like, slit the kids' throats and, like, put them in the bathtub and then tried to kill herself. And so my question is, when she comes out of her coma, of course she's probably going to go to jail, possibly get the death penalty for murdering children.
Well, where was this at?
I want to say New York, but I don't.
Yeah,
I
she's
don't
dead.
Have the story in front of me. But my question is, when she awakes from her coma, is it reasonable for her to expect to be compensated for the time that she was watching the kids before she murdered them? Because, I mean, her job was to keep them safe, you know, make sure they got fed and stuff. And she did that.
Up until...
She killed them.
She killed them. So, I mean, like, if she comes out of her coma and she's like, all right, I'm going to need, you know...
1650 or whatever.
I killed the kids at 8 o'clock, but, you know, you left them with me at 5, so, you know, I'm going to need 3 hours pay. You know, I got some expensive legal fees coming up that I'm going to need some help with. I mean, is that a reasonable request is what I want to
I think
know.
So, yes.
I think it depends. I mean, if somebody's working at the Taco Bell and they decide to quit, well, when they quit and walk out, the nanny didn't walk out. She, like, torched the place. So let's say a dude's working at Taco Bell. He's like, oh, fuck this place, and starts tearing shit
and
down.
And I'm not saying that she shouldn't answer for her crimes. She absolutely should.
Yeah.
She should go to jail for murdering children.
Yes.
However, she was hired to do a job.
Yep.
And she did that job for several hours before she got crazy.
Well, one could say she didn't do the job. Is that she got hired for a job, which she did not do because she did not keep the children safe.
Wait, well, so...
Therefore, any salary she got of that day is...
So a security guard, you know, is at a bank the night the bank gets robbed. So he was a shitty security guard. He did a bad job. Now, I'm not saying she's not a shitty nanny, but she was there to do a job, and she did it. If a bank security guard is there the night the bank is robbed, does he forfeit his pay for the night because the bank was robbed on his watch?
In some places, the security guard, if something happens, they have to reimburse the company.
No.
Yeah.
You're talking crazy.
No, I'm not. There are some places that do that. If shit gets stolen on your watch, that was your watch. You should have been watching.
There was another story in the news about a guy who raped a chick and it became a pregnancy, which, you know...
A gift from God.
A gift from God, yeah. And actually, that's not supposed to happen because, you know...
Well, Well, she wanted
Can you
it.
Call an legitimate. Act now in those places where those goofy-ass, crazy religious nuts are? Can you call a rape an act of God now?
No, it's only if it's in a pregnancy. But what
if,
I was saying,
if God intended it, doesn't he intend, like, lightning to hit a tree and then fall on your car? Your insurance takes care of that.
No, actually, they'll, like, yeah, they cover acts of God.
Yeah, they cover acts of God.
The gentleman that raped the chick and impregnated her, I think she was a minor, too, by the way, he's taking her to family court now because he wants visitation with the child. I mean, it is his
Was this
child.
Statutory rape or regular rape?
Oh, I wish I knew. I don't know.
There's two different rapes.
He went to jail. That was in the article. He didn't.
Well, he could have gone to jail for either one.
I know. And I guess that would be...
But one's like a big deal, right? And the other's not.
I'm pretty sure, depending on the age, they both could be big deals.
No, I'm pretty sure one's a big deal.
No, look, Judge, you don't understand. This 11-year-old let me do this. It's all cool.
They were like, yeah, let's do this.
There's the letter of the law and the spirit of
let's
the law.
Let's get down. I mean, I'm a fucking American, all right? I believe in freedom. If you want to get boffed, go ahead and get boffed. You know?
You can only do that in, like, Tennessee, I think.
But if you don't want to get boffed, then, of course, that's terrible.
Yeah. You mean if like, you want to have sex with someone and they don't, and so...
No, that's rape. That's, like, real legitimate rape.
Yeah.
But if, like, if both people want to have some sex, you know, that's not really rape.
I did hear...
That's some other crime.
I did hear an awesome story. This dude, he's
so
like...
So what would you call that? If you're not calling it rape, would you call it... underage boofing?
Scandalous activities. That's what I would call it.
Scandalous
Yeah, activities. I was convicted of scandalous activities.
Leading to the delinquency of a minor.
So that's what you say. You say, it wasn't rape.
It wasn't rape.
You know.
It wasn't like, oh no, please don't.
It was more like, hey, you want a lollipop?
Really, this should be considered the same thing as giving them a beer. Giving them a big dick.
Yeah, they're practically giving them the beer. Same thing. Give a kid a beer.
Right, yeah, like, exactly. Leading to the delinquency of a minor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think in certain cases, there might be a case. Yeah. I don't know if I'm totally on board with what you just said. I'm sort of on board.
You don't love freedom? Is that what you're saying, Mike? You don't love freedom? Are you a fucking commie?
Goddamn red.
I interrupted you. What were you saying?
Another fun lawsuit that I heard about. This dude is robbing this, like, 90-year-old man.
Right.
He's robbing him in his house, ties him up, and starts pilfering his shit. The old man says, hey, dude, let me go to the bathroom. I really got to go. I'm an old man. I can't hold it. This dude's like, okay, go to the bathroom. He goes.
Big mistake.
Big fucking mistake.
Yeah. Never let the old man go to the bathroom.
Never let him go to the bathroom.
I mean, old men probably have guns hidden all over the place.
Yes.
He had, like, a gun in a vent or something?
He had five guns hidden in his bathroom.
Five in one bathroom?
In bathroom. Yeah, just in the bathroom.
If you had access to the bathroom, then, like, why do you need five in there? Isn't one sufficient?
Apparently not. Okay. Well, either way, he gets his restraints loose, gets out of the bathroom... and shoots this motherfucker in the face.
He kept him restrained. What, his arms restrained?
Yeah, he kept his arms restrained.
Did the burglar unzip the guy's junk and pull it out for him?
I assume he had to have.
How would you do that with your arms bound?
I would assume he would have had to.
Oh.
So he gets the old man's pecker out.
I'm really skeptical about this robber.
And he jerked him off, too.
If he's pulling some old 90-year-old man's dick out for him. That's just gross.
Well, either way, the old man shoots this guy in the face.
What is he doing in the house for so long that bathroom breaks need to be involved? Don't you just tie a guy up, steal some shit, and leave?
You gotta steal all of his shit.
I mean, you're gonna steal everything in the guy's house?
Every last
fucking... Find the important shit.
Tchotchke.
That's what he was looking for.
Take a piss in peace.
He was looking for the important shit.
You see, you go and you get greedy. You gotta stay there too long. I'm sorry, continue your story.
So he gets shot in the face. Well, the younger dude who's robbing the older man somehow gets his wits about him, wrestles the gun away, and shoots the old man in the head, and then tries to get away. Well,
so he was shot in the face?
He was shot in the face.
But then wrestled the 90-year-old man and shot the 90-year-old man.
It is a 90-year-old man.
Yeah, it is a 90-year-old man.
Yeah, that's true.
We're not talking about He-Man with his club. So, the old man, I don't know if he died or not. I don't think he died. Neither one of them, both of them had headshots. Neither one of them died. So, the old man, they both live. Well, the criminal is suing the old man for shooting him in the face because it led to him losing his job and having his wife divorce him. So he's claiming damages.
Aren't there certain...
From the old man?
Yeah, from the old man.
The old man's dead, isn't he?
No, he's not dead. I don't think either one of them are dead.
Man, what? These guys are all really bad shots.
Yeah.
How far away are you if you're in a 90-year-old man's house that you can't hit somebody with a gun that close?
Well, apparently this was at night. I mean, can't see everything.
I mean, it's not like a 90-year-old man is running too goddamn fast.
No.
Like, he was moving too quick.
Isn't that one of those risks you kind of like... assume when you turn to a life of crime? It's like, yeah, I could like make it out as a rich criminal, and I could, you know, go to jail, and I could get shot in the face.
And that's the risk you take,
right? Like, yeah. if that's what you're gonna do for a living, like, you got to just say, yep.
Yeah, I mean, home invasion does have certain.
So, like, I think it's kind of bullshit that he's suing. You know, like, that's just one of the risks of the job, man.
Well, that's why whenever anybody says, oh, why does Florida have these laws that says if you shoot somebody in self-defense, the family can't sue you? It's shit like that. That's why. So anytime anybody bitches about a self-defense law, I'll say, look at this. 35-year-old dude gets shot in the face during a robbery, sues the man who shot him while he was robbing his house. So... there we go.
Is there no stand your ground where that is, I guess?
No, apparently not. Most of the country doesn't have that, by the way.
Yeah. We do, though, don't we?
No, you have to, like, make every doctrine. Attempt to leave.
No, most of the U.S. isn't like that. Some states have. You have a duty to retreat. I think there's only, like, three. This isn't one of those.
So I have a duty to retreat my house?
Yeah, in some states, you have a duty to retreat your house. If somebody's breaking in, it's your duty to leave. If they don't let you leave, then you can defend yourself.
Why is Missouri?
Missouri isn't like that.
Why would I leave? I bought it. I bought this house. Why do I got to leave just because somebody else wants to get in?
Because it's not worth their life. Your stuff isn't worth their life, and you're not allowed to
act as a
cop. But I live
here. Where am I going to go?
It doesn't matter. You get out.
You stand outside till they're done robbing your house.
Yeah, you go outside and you call the police.
Pull out a cigarette, just sit on the front porch and be like, let me know when you're done, buddy.
Yeah, that's what you have to do.
Are you leaving the TV? Because I've got some shit on the DVR that I was planning on watching tonight.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
So, yeah, this state isn't like that. We have castle doctrine, which basically says your home, no matter where your home is your castle, and you're allowed to defend it. You don't have any duty to retreat, and if somebody comes into your castle without your permission, you're allowed to do what you need to.
You want to take a break?
Sure, let's take a break. What are we doing?
We are taking a break.
Circle jerk.
5 minutes.
Touching dicks.
Space docking. I'm uncircumcised.
A graying tower alone on the sea. You became the light on the dark side of me. Love remains a drug that's the high and not the pill. But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can be seen? Baby! I compare you to a kiss from a rose on the grave. Ooh, the more I get of you, stranger, it feels. Yeah, and now that your rose is in bloom, the light hits the groom on the grave.
Whatever. Three musical breaks.
much a man can tell you, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. To me, you're like a growing addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me it is healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can be seen? Baby, I compare you to a kiss from a rose on the grave. Ooh, the more I get of you, the stranger it feels, yeah. Now that your rose is in bloom, the light hits the gloom on the grave. 8 musical breaks. Prepare for them. I've been kissed by a rose on the grave. I've been kissed by a rose on the grave. And if I should fall, when all is gone away, I've been kissed by a rose on the grave. There's so much a man can tell you, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me, you're like a growing addiction that I can't deny. Now, won't you tell me it is healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large, and the light that you shine can't be seen? Baby, I compare you to a kiss from a rose on the grave. Oh, the more I get of you, the stranger it feels, yeah. Now that your rose is in bloom, the light hits the gloom on the grave.
I was thinking that was like the her love is in bloom. Does that mean she's on her period and the gray is panties?
If I say to you, baby, kiss me on my gray, what am I saying exactly?
Well, what does she say when she wants you to kiss her where it smells funny?
I don't know. There's still more words.
Really?
Yep.
That's stupid. This song's over. Fuck you.
Hello, everybody. Phone number to call in is 309-740-1430. Give us a call, and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk you to climax.
Right. Paul will give you his sexy voice, and he'll...
Yeah, I can give you the sexy man voice or the sexy lady voice.
You can do whatever you prefer. Sexy lady voice? I know we've heard Napier's sexy lady voice.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't everyone have a sexy lady voice, like, hidden inside them?
I don't think I do. I don't think I do. You can also Skype the show at WFO Dix. That is WFO Dix.
Dix.
On the Skype.
You can follow me on Twitter at PJKSTL.
Also follow me at about 10 different WFO Dix accounts. And Napier doesn't do Twitter.
You can follow at Napierisms for the best of Napier quotes.
All right. And listen to us on Stitcher Smart Radio.
iTunes,
as well as our website, wfodix.podbean.com.
Are you fuckers just killing time?
No.
You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com.
Don't forget to like and favorite. Please subscribe.
WFO Dix.
You got to, you know,
you gotta
market
get that
yourself.
Information out there. We have a message board also, wfodix.boards.net.
No one even responds to me when I post.
I did.
No.
But I don't think
there's many on there that no one's responded to.
I'm sorry.
But there's no one responds to you either.
I know. I tried to get that going there for about a week or so, then I just kind of forgot about it. I got a lot of Twitter accounts to keep track of.
Yeah, you do seem like you're on Twitter all of the time.
Yeah. I don't really do work at my work. I'm more of like a sit there and make sure nothing happens person.
Yeah.
And then when nothing happens, then...
Job well done.
Right.
So, who has seen Forward On to Dawn?
Not me.
Not Paul.
No.
Okay, so I think the dudes at Weta who did Lord of the Rings, they're helping with a Halo live-action miniseries, and this thing is fucking awesome. Forward On to Dawn, you have to watch this.
So it's Halo.
It's Halo live-action. It is awesome. It is amazing. It's well-acted. And it's supposed... They say it's a little miniseries, like webisodes. But when you hear webisodes and miniseries, you think, oh, well, these are 5 to 10 minutes each at best. No, these fuckers are like 25 minutes. These are like TV show lengths, minus the commercials and bullshit. And they're fucking awesome. And I cannot wait for Halo 4 to come out. It's making my penis hard. Paul, are you waiting for the Call of Duties?
Yeah. Yeah, now my brother has an Xbox, and I think he's going to buy a Halo.
Good job, sir.
So I think I just shit myself a little bit.
That sounded quite juicy.
But, yeah, he's going to buy the Halos, and I'm going to get the... I had requested time off at work just so I could, like, play Call of Duty when it comes out, and then they fucked that all up. So I have to teach people.
Well, I'm getting the goddamn Halo, and I might, maybe... get the Halo Xbox, because the Halo Xbox is one of the new ones, and I have an old one, and it's not as good. I have first-gen Xbox, and it's not awesome.
What? There's something going on.
Is somebody trying to call in?
I think so. I don't really know how to
work. Did you not prepare for this?
No, I totally did.
Really?
Actually, two people have... tried to do something on here, but I don't know what it... Oh, my God, there's something going on.
So if someone reads 50 Shades of Grey...
Shut up. There's something going on.
Does that mean they want to be raped?
Yes.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that's what I got.
Yo.
I think you're on the thing.
Yeah, you're on the thing.
Yeah, you're on the thing. What's going on?
Tell Napier he can kiss my ass.
Oh, is that a good one on your
Is that on the Sex Jams mix?
It is not. I just like that song since I was younger, and he totally and completely messed it up now.
Well, why don't you send me a list of your favorite songs? I'll do all of them.
So maybe that's what it was meant for. Maybe it was like a shout out, like a secret, you know, deal.
No, he knows what one of the secret ones would be, but...
Oh, then I'm doing that one.
Oh, you got to do that one now, Napes.
Yeah, I got to. Why aren't you talking? Why aren't you saying, oh, good job, Napes.
Yeah,
do that song.
I thought it was really good. I thought he put, like, a lot of soul into that one. I mean, some of them he really... some of them he kind of caught... Some of them, you know, he kind of calls in, but that one I felt he really put a lot of... That's why I played that one first. We banked several of them. But that's the one that I really thought showcased Napier's range.
Mm-hmm.
You don't agree?
Okay, then while we're doing this song, I know what song she's talking about. I'm going to do that song next, and it's going to be amazing.
What song is this?
Oh, I can't say.
It's got to be a surprise.
Secret. It's a secret.
It's super secret.
Yeah, we can't just let the world know what we're doing ahead of time.
Why not? I think we should start letting Paul know what we're going to do ahead of time.
Well, Paul doesn't do karaoke.
I can't keep the zipper up on these pants. Like, I pull the zipper up, and then they just go right back down.
Oh, my God, I'm so glad I'm not there. Thank you for that.
I'm getting, like, an eye full of bush here.
Yeah. A lot of bush going on.
And, like, 2/3 of a testicle. Like, it's not coming out, like, all the way, but it looks like it could pop out. You know, like a large lady's boobs. They're just, like, barely concealed against this tiny little halter top. And that's what his hairy beanbag's doing right now.
Do you have input on the nanny issue that we discussed earlier? Do you feel as though she should be compensated?
I actually don't think she should be compensated just because she went all that shit crazy. But maybe that's just me.
All right.
I mean,
yeah, you can quit.
I personally wouldn't pay one of the postal worker people's if they decided to shoot up the post office while I was there, even though they weren't there for
Did they sort mail for a while before that?
Yeah, but then they broke a bunch of shit. You got to pay for what you break.
Oh.
I mean, you're still... Yeah, you still get paid, but I mean, eventually what you destroy takes your paycheck and then some.
They can probably just hold those funds. We know you're going to owe us this later for killing our children.
Yeah, so they'd dock it from your paycheck immediately. So considering the fact that the lady lost her two kids, I would think that the grievance cost would be a lot more than what the chick lady person earned.
Is that a thing, grievance cost? Can you start?
Yeah.
Yeah, people cost like 20 grand or something.
All the time. Haven't you ever watched Judge Judy or fucking
Judge Judy deals with grievance?
Judge Alex?
Actually, somebody tried to sue a school district because they said that they would be sad that these two oak trees that were kind of like on school grounds, they're these really like old oak trees, they're about 150 years old, they were dying, they were rotting inside, the outside looked fine, but these things were about to die. And the school district said, well, we're going to cut these trees down. And this old man says, oh, no, you're not, and sues them because it would make him sad if they were gone.
Oh, no, there's a petition going in, I can't remember where it is, but there's a petition to keep two old oxes alive, even though they're, like, pretty much freaking, like, dying anyway because they're so damn old. They have the intention of slaughtering the cattle and actually using them in the school lunches just to save costs.
Is this in America where we're feeding our children ox?
Good old ox meat, you know.
Mascots from the college. It's like some kind of longhorn or ox or some large beast.
Yeah, large beast.
Are you talking about a steer? like a steer? Because I don't think we eat. I don't think we would eat ox.
Longhorn of some sort. It probably is steer. Yes.
Okay, because
isn't a steer a fucking cow?
Yeah.
Yes, deer is a big-ass dude cow.
Yeah, we can eat those. Might be a little tough,
I'm sure McDoubles are steer.
I'm sure McDoubles are not steer.
You don't think?
No. I'm sure McDoubles are like old napkins that they take from their counters and then just kind of like smoosh them together.
They season them.
I thought they used ocelot sphincters, or is that Jack in the Box?
No, Jack in the Box uses the ocelot sphincter.
Okay.
They roll them up like little rubber bands and make rings out of them for a minute. Like, oh, look at all my rings on my hand. They're anuses. Rings?
That's how they make chicken rings?
Yeah, that's how they make. That's how White Castles makes their chicken rings out of anus.
It's sphincter meat.
Yeah, it's sphincter meat,
which is actually delicious, tender, and surprisingly white.
No, it can be pliable, but it's like a really good calamari. You gotta know how to cook it.
The Rabbit Poundings did a video call when she called, and behind her, I see it says Jesus loves, but then I can't see what it says under that because her head's in the way.
It's my little sister's name because I'm using her bed as my bed because I don't have one anymore.
That's kind of hot.
That brings an extra level of creepy, doesn't it? Gonna call the wheelbarrow full of dicks from your sister's bedroom.
She sleeps in the king size bed with my mom. I mean, granted, she's not a large woman anymore, and Kelly's not a big kid.
So who does Jesus love?
My little sister Kelly.
Okay.
So it has nothing to do with me whatsoever.
I just wanted to be clear on who it is that Jesus
from
loves.
From here, it looks like a trout.
Jesus loves trouts?
I mean, personally, yeah, he loves trouts. To me, I would think that the better message would be Jesus loves everybody, not necessarily keeping it to one person. Like, Jesus loves you, specifically?
Well, if you...
It was something that I had gotten while I was working at Party City. There were like a couple of boxes that had been returned that were obviously used and missing letters. So instead of just completely throwing away the return, it was, oh, hey, let me go ahead and take out some of these letters since we're not going to use them anyway.
Right.
And also, my little sister was like 2, and I think she tore off... she tore off the bottom of one of the L's. So
she doesn't really get the love message.
No, she doesn't. Or at least she didn't when she managed to pull the L off.
Whee!
Well, it has been fabulous.
I don't really know how to do that part.
Well, thank you for calling in, Amanda. It's been wonderful.
Bye.
Bye.
Mike, you have no sense of, like...
I didn't know what to do.
See, I think that the idea is, instead of just having people call in so that we can talk to them, it should be like, hey...
I'm going to get an egg
Here's
timer.
A question. Answer this question. Chime in on this topic. And then it's, well, thanks and goodbye.
But we're only going to have one caller.
Well, they can chime in on their topic and then goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they can call back if they want to chime in on another topic.
Well, I already kind of got a stigma as being a dickhead because, you know, I'm...
I thought Paul was the dickhead.
Well, yeah, but I made her cry.
Well, yeah, you did.
So, I mean, I'm the one sitting here with my finger on the button. What do I do? See, that's why
Paul
should not be in charge of the Skype.
I'll be in charge of the Skype.
You're in charge of the Skype.
Okay.
I'm going to be the one sitting next
to
you.
I don't think you have to feel bad. I think people who call into a show expect that they're
going to
talk for a second. Right. They don't. I think that's just a standard thing. Like, they don't think, okay, now that I'm on, we're going to just... talk the rest of the time. Like, it's expected that at some point they will be done. You don't have to be like, feel
I'm
like
be
you're offending
quick with
people.
The button from now on. Is be like, thank you for calling. Boom. You just wait.
you just
wait till the next person calls. You just fucking wait.
You just got to use your judgment, Mike.
You just fucking wait. But I got to be good, you know, there.
I think you need a secretary.
Will you be my secretary?
Fuck no. I'm the brains of this operation.
I'll be your damn secretary.
How do you feel about Honey Boo Boo? I think we're the only people that haven't talked about Honey Boo Boo yet.
I mean, is she really worth talking about?
Well,
that's kind of my thought.
Like, when I see the people doing the Honey Boo Boo thing, and I mean, like, I know that, like, this is really weird coming from me and, like, you know, the show we do and stuff. There's... If you make fun of Honey Boo Boo's mom, I mean, like, I get that. Like, you know, Honey Boo Boo's mom is awful, and she's gross, and she's like an adult, and she shouldn't be making the decisions that she's making, and she's fucking up her kid's life and stuff. And I get, like, making fun of her, but, like, that's a little kid. And, like, when people are making fun of the little kid, I'm like, fuck, man, that's like a 5-year-old girl.
Do you remember back in history class where they had, like, oh, well, this is what we used to look at, you know, back in like, the 1940s, like, the freak shows at the carnivals.
Yeah.
That's what this is. It's just a freak show.
But, I mean, like, when South Park had, you know, Cartman mud wrestling with her, and she was, like, squealing like a pig and stuff, I was like, it just
They do that on the show.
It made me feel icky, though.
They do, like, that on the show, Mike.
It's like, that's a little girl. It's a little bitty girl.
Yeah, like, and...
They do that
on point, the show. The point that they're making is that TLC shouldn't be having these shows. And they're making a point, well, what they did on the show, that's what she does on the show.
I know.
It's not like it's any different from the show. So,
I know.
What happened to, like, only attractive people being on TV?
It's not
like
that,
you know, like, there's it used to be just like every show, like, you were like, wow, it's kind of crazy that everyone is incredibly attractive, but just how TV is.
It was cynical pricks like us.
It was like,
oh yeah, there's never any, you know, ugly people on TV.
And now they've gone, like, so far in the other direction. It's like swamp people and, like, just all these terribly unattractive people. And
it's like Call of the Wild Men. Have you ever watched that one?
the duck hunting one.
It's like three hillbillies in a truck that go around and remove animals from places. They like trap them and they take them somewhere else if they're being a nuisance. It's Call of the Wild Man.
Oh God, have you seen that goddamn gator show?
Yeah, where they go around and kill alligators.
A company that makes...
Not a tooth in the bunch, by
no,
the way.
No, of course not. There's no dental work in the swamp. But a company... This guy takes a .22 with him to shoot the little alligators. That's what he's using to kill the alligators, a little .22. This company that makes .22 ammunition put out a small little collector's line, if you will, of .22 long rifle cartridges with a theme... of that gator motherfucker and the words "shoot 'em" on it.
Shoot 'em?
Shoot 'em. That's what he says when he gets the gator and he yells at the other fucking redneck, "Shoot 'em, shoot 'em." Like, not shoot them, but shoot 'em, because he's got no teeth.
Has a catchphrase?
Yeah, his catchphrase is "shoot 'em."
Shoot 'em?
Yeah, it should be "shoot them," but it's "shoot 'em." CCI has a line of ammunition called "shoot 'ems." Oh, and Hornady.
Are they specially designed for killing alligators?
No, they're just .22s. They're just regular bullets.
But shouldn't they... So they're just the same?
They're just the same. They're just in a box that says "shoot 'em."
When you put what the toy is in a cereal box,
yeah.
Change the box a little bit, but it's the same thing.
Same goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Hornady has a line of zombie ammunition. It's real ammunition, shoots out of a real gun, and it's 100% real ammunition, and it's called Zombie Max ammunition.
And it kills real zombies.
Well, it could kill real anythings.
Wouldn't regular bullets kill zombies, too?
No, these are special. These have zombies on the cover.
Oh. I asked Napier last week if there was anything that wouldn't be better with zombies. And the only thing we could come up with is pooping.
And, like, sex.
Don't you think sex would add, like, another dimension of awesome if you, like...
Yeah, I disagree because there are zombie pornos. So, obviously...
But they're not good.
No, but most pornos aren't.
I don't think I could get into zombie porno. I don't think I want to have sex with a zombie.
You need to watch this Japanese... I don't know if it's a porno or not.
Rabbit Poundings in the chat room really wants you to pay attention to her, it looks like. There's a lot of exclamation points going on.
You've been tweeted, bro.
Oh, she probably has a picture of that ammunition.
Why wouldn't she put it in the chat room? Why would she put it on the Twitter?
Because that's how we communicate now.
Frogs.
Hi.
Dandelions and roses.
What are you talking about?
Just saying things.
So yeah, there's a Japanese porno or... Yeah, there we go. CCI. Chewdoms. And it's got that redneck motherfucker right on the front.
Okay. What do we do now?
I think we pull out our dicks.
And do what? Like,
we'll all take off our tops.
Yeah.
So, I would say that my political relevance compared to Donald Trump's political relevance is probably about the same as Donald Trump's political relevance to Barack Obama's political relevance.
I think you're selling yourself short there.
I mean, I would say that, like, you know, I'm about as far from Trump as Trump is to Obama. Did you see the $5 million announcement that Trump put out that he would donate $5 million to the charity of Obama's choice if Obama released his college transcripts?
Yeah, he's pretty much trying to blackmail the president of the United States. Just fucking pathetic.
Well, I would like to offer Donald Trump something in exchange for something. And I think that's about on par. I mean, like, as far as, you know, me being pretty much nobody, I'd say in politics and importance to the world, Donald Trump is about as important as me compared to Obama as I am compared to Trump, right?
Yeah.
I think you and Trump are much closer together. I think pretty much everyone knows Trump is full of shit.
Yeah.
Even, like, the really far right-wing guys.
So, I mean, I was thinking, like, I would, like, retire the podcast if Trump released a YouTube video of himself sucking his own dick.
Think he can reach that far?
I don't know. I mean, like, or what would another comparable one be? We would donate.
Why doesn't he? Why, how about if he just comes on the show? It'll be the last Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks ever. Special guest Donald Trump.
If Donald Trump comes on the show,
yeah, we'll just stop the show after that.
That'll be the end of the show.
That'll be the last episode.
Oh, yeah, that's. I mean, you know,
that's fair.
Sure.
Yeah.
So there you go, Donald Trump.
Gauntlet fucking throne.
There you go. Balls in your court, baby. The show's over if you call in and are a guest.
And next week we could be like, yeah, Donald Trump had no comment.
Does he have to come? I think he has to come and be here.
Yeah, he can afford that.
Right.
Yeah, right. He's right. He's the Donald,
just call
right?
in. Fuck that.
Well, hey, fuck it. If he calls in.
No, he can't phone it in.
Nah,
phone
bullshit.
It, no. Put in some goddamn effort.
Well, you got to make this, like, possible.
It's not impossible.
If he hears about it and says, you know what? Fuck these guys and their podcasts. I'm going to call them. Then, hey, we'll start up another podcast. called the Not Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Tell him that part of our plan.
Well, he's not listening. Someone's just going to, like, you know, this is going to be a blur.
No. If Donald Trump shows his face at Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Studios to be a guest on our show, well, then we'll retire from podcasting.
Because it wouldn't really get any better than that, would it?
I'm pretty sure it could.
We'd go out on a high note.
But he has to let us know in advance so that I can prepare questions.
At least 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And he must bring someone from Miss Universe. Contestants.
None of the old fat ones, though.
No, current contestants.
What if, instead of him coming on the show, he sent his daughter and his wife to tandem blow me?
Then that's really awesome, but we don't have to stop doing the show.
Oh.
But you can tell him you're going to stop.
I don't think he'll do that for some reason.
The original deal, you know, stands.
Right.
Thanks for the blowing.
I appreciate the blowjob. However, you still need to come on.
Yeah.
Or
and
you could send them back and maybe they can persuade me otherwise.
And we will donate $10.35 each to a charity of your choice.
I didn't
cover yours.
I'm going to say.
Yeah, I didn't even get
a fucking Capri Sun this time. Like, I'm not spending money on this, you know.
But I mean, that dude, and then he tweeted today, you know, oh, I haven't heard from the president yet. What the fuck? Like, dude.
So, for the rest, like, the rest until the end of the year, we can be like, yeah, Donald, haven't heard from you, you fucking puss. What are you afraid of, buddy?
We can milk this for a while, you know. We'll try to piggyback on all that Donald Trump fame.
You should tweet at him so that he knows.
Oh, I tweeted at him today.
That he should come on the show?
I told him for a $5 donation I would give him my community college transcripts. He'd get off cheap.
Yeah, I think it might even cost you more than $5 to send him your community college transcripts. So you might end up like on the bad end of that deal.
I mean, I guess it'd be kind of cool if, you know, Donald Trump wanted my transcripts, though.
The hell would
I think
he do
it'd be
with
cooler
it?
If he sent his wife and his daughter to blow you.
Yeah. He could see, you know, that I got like a C in that media class I took.
That's probably why our podcast is so terrible.
Because I got a C in a media
class. Yeah, man, if you would have worked hard.
Yeah, it was like,
or had talent.
It was like broadcasting media or something. I don't remember what it was exactly. There wasn't any kind of anything. It was just like,
didn't we drop that class? I know I dropped it.
yeah, I dropped it too.
Yeah, we didn't actually do the class. We, like, left.
Yeah, you're right. So I didn't get a C in it.
No.
Does it show up on my transcript if I drop a class?
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Has dropped or withdrawn.
Yeah.
I guess the... this is our big 70, episode 70. Shouldn't we have celebrated or something? Or is 70 not like a number you celebrate?
No, 75.
75? That's 75. A big deal?
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
Donald Trump will be on the show.
Yeah.
Donald Trump will be on the show. Guys, tune in. I guess it'll be like
it'll be five weeks.
December something, you know, yeah. Or other.
For the big Donald Trump episode.
It's going to be big.
It's going to be really disappointing if he doesn't come.
You know who else we should get? I think we should get Mitch.
Mitch?
Yeah, we should get Mitch on the show.
Mitch was on the last show. Did you hear him?
No, was he really?
Yeah.
Man, I skimmed through that much. There was a lot of baby fucking going on at the end.
No, we weren't. Were we talking about baby fucking or baby killing?
No,
baby
it was fucking.
You're talking about baby killing.
I thought we were talking about baby fucking.
He was
going
to kill the baby.
That one chick, she had the baby and then murdered it and hid it in a pile of laundry.
Yeah.
But you talked about, like, Twilight. Again.
That was baby fuck. Baby fucking was weeks ago, Paul. We moved on to baby killing.
Yeah.
So Mitch was on the show. How'd that go?
Oh, he just left us a message congratulating. It was the big 69 episode, you know.
That's good.
I mean, 69 isn't an episode that normal people would celebrate, but, you know, we talk about poop and fucking a lot. So
who the fuck is Mitch?
Mitch is a homosexual gentleman that lives in St. Louis,
yeah,
and he's our fan.
And he will, in fact, give us all mustache rides if we were to ask nicely.
Right.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're into that kind of thing.
That's kind of what he's into. Yeah, he's got a very impressive mustache.
How
he
impressive?
Fucks dudes.
More impressive than my mustache?
Really enough to give me like a chub, you know, like a half chub.
Is it more impressive than my mustache? I'm vain. I have to
know
this.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Is a mustache if it's part of a beard?
Yeah, still a mustache.
I think you should rock the solo mustache. I think then it emphasizes the mustache even
more. No,
go solo mustache.
No.
Take off the beard. Just do the stash.
No, we're not doing that.
Grow a big, bushy stash.
This is as big as it gets.
That's what he said.
When I first started working at the place that I'm working at, there was a girl that worked there with me, and I think she kind of had like a little bit of a crush on me.
She wanted to ride the hog.
Yeah, she was quite an overweight gal, and like on weekends she would try to sneak in like some real provocative outfits, I guess, to try to
seduce me.
And she, you know how like the really fat ladies, they like to kind of flaunt their big fat boobs.
Oh, those are awesome.
You know what I mean? Like you got boobs because you're fat, but let's try to emphasize the boobs as being boobs and not
some
fat
ladies
boobs.
Don't get like even though they're fat, they don't get the boobs. You remember?
Well, I know, but you know what I mean.
You have giant boobs
because you're gigantic. And the only reason I'm thinking of this is because we were talking about Napier's facial hair, but she had this big giant mole on one of her boobs that had like a whole bunch of hairs growing out of it.
Oh,
you want to lick it?
No, it was really gross. And like she had to know about it, right?
No,
but
she's
like,
probably
she was
oblivious.
Showing all of this like fat girl cleavage, and she had this big crazy hairy mole boob. It was gross. And I don't know why I'm talking about this.
You ever titty fuck somebody from, like, opposite direction?
You mean, like, with your butthole in her face?
Yeah. A reverse titty fuck?
I don't think I have, no.
Neither have I. I just thought about that.
You just
that,
thought
though.
About it?
Well, yeah, I mean, because, like...
I mean, like, the visual...
The top of the cleavage is what you, like, that's what you see. You're like, I want to, you know... Stick my dick on that cleavage. But when you're titty fucking, you're really fucking like the bottom of the cleavage.
Yeah, so like, and then like you're kind of poking her in the bottom of the
right.
of the chin.
So to get a proper titty fuck, you would really need to go from the other angle.
Well,
but then that puts your asshole square in
her face.
I think
there's been titty fucking from that direction, before, but like she was on top. Put her tits together and like, you know.
But then her, but I mean like from that direction, it's, well, I guess then like,
then you
you're like angling your dick kind of downward.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I've never tried it that way, you know.
No, I mean, it wasn't great, but, like, you know, really any attention to my... I mean, it's all appreciated.
Right, exactly.
I'm not going to say, no, don't put your boobs together and move them up and down on my wiener. I mean, like, do whatever makes you happy, because this is going to end soon.
One time I said, like, do whatever makes you happy, and she went to sleep.
Just remember, Mike, no male ever suffers from premature ejaculation.
Because it's right on time? Is that what you're going to say?
No.
Because it's
because
right.
It's the women who suffer. You don't have a problem. Somebody else has a problem. You get yours.
But I do suffer, Napier. I'm a giver. I want to do a good job.
Yeah, you did do a good job for you.
You know, I mean, Not to completely change the subject, but I have something that's bothering me.
The reverse titty fuck.
No, this is serious. I want to get serious for a moment. I know I'm going to bring things down, but there's something I got to get off my chest, okay? Burger King right now has two Whoppers for $5.
Yep.
So, I mean, like, you know, I shouldn't eat two Whoppers for lunch. I shouldn't.
But you can.
I mean, sure. I go through the drive-thru. I order the two Whoppers. I'm like, wait, these Whoppers don't have cheese. So I'm like, hey, man, can I get some cheese? Sure, man. We'll put cheese on them. 60 cents a piece for a goddamn slice of cheese.
Oh, that's how they get you.
That's highway fucking robbery to charge 60 cents for a piece of cheese. All I'm saying.
I don't think you understand the quality of cheese that they use.
They just use cheese. It's just regular old goddamn cheese.
No, there's not regular cheese. There's many types of cheeses.
60 cents is bullshit for some cheese, man. I mean, you go to Subway and get bacon for 50 cents.
I thought McDonald's was full of shit because to go from a McDouble to a double cheeseburger, all it is one slice of cheese, but it's 25 cents. So, like... That's an even bigger ripoff than McDonald's.
Look, it's 10 cents for the cheese and 50 cents for the dude to put it on there.
Is that the way you're looking at it?
Yep.
Dude, I'll take a job where they pay me 50 cents to put cheese on things.
Fuck yeah.
Because I could probably...
And you know what? They didn't even put it on there straight. It was all like cattywampus.
I could probably put lots of pieces of cheese on things like per hour. You know?
Yeah, but you're probably not working at full pace the entire
when you
time.
Get a, when you get a cheeseburger... And the cheese is on there cattywampus. Like, you know, it's kind of off to one side. Like, the cheese is kind of sticking out funny on one end. Do you eat the other end first so that the you can eat, like, the cheese sticking out part last?
I usually eat the bready sides first.
Yeah. Here's the real question. Do you eat the cheese that's on the paper?
I do.
Absolutely.
See, I feel like cheese paper has gone out of style. It used to be like the big thing. You ate the cheese paper, and then now like people don't do it. These kids today are like spoiled
and shit. They
don't
appreciate a good piece of 60 cent cheese.
Right.
No.
They just think that cheese is, you know, just something to expect.
Yeah, something that just happens. Just falls in their fat little fucking fingers.
Fucking bastards.
God damn.
So what part do you save for last? Do you go around the cheeseburger and eat the middle last?
I usually go, yeah, pretty much the middle of the cheeseburger last. But I start with the edges that have, like, less meat. And
right.
I eat those.
Is it because at the end you want the last bite to be the best tasting bite so that it stays in your mouth forever?
Yep. So I have this... blissful memory of the perfect bite of cheeseburger with like the little reconstituted dried onions that they put on there and like, you know, a little bit of that seasoning on it. Oh, so
and the
delicious.
Pickle juice.
No pickles. Always no pickles. They know me there. In fact, they laugh at the amount of McDonald's that's in my car.
In the back?
Yeah, because I throw like McDonald's bags, you know.
Behind you?
Yeah, like they had it hired. Everyone knows me up there. Right. So I go there like 4 or 5 days a week.
Is that the only thing around where you're at?
It's like the only thing other than Quick Trip that I can get to and back on lunch, basically.
Yeah.
So,
you know, Quick Trip has some decent stuff.
Yeah, I mean, those are the two places I go. I buy the little cheeseburger rollers.
Right.
69-cent soft drink.
Yeah. Chicken logs.
I don't like the chicken logs.
You don't like the chicken logs?
No, I like the jalapeno sausages, though. They're pretty good.
What is that?
That's a Wowhead item.
It doesn't look like a Wowhead item.
I have a feeling I'm going to regret clicking this link. So I bet it's just going to be something I don't give a fuck about. Oh, look. It's Wow.
Everybody likes Wow.
Let's all talk about World of fucking Warcraft again.
What's wrong with World of Warcraft?
Go ahead.
Panda adventures are fun, and I feel really bad for Sox.
We haven't talked about prolapses lately.
Anuses?
Yeah, or vaginas. Don't vaginas prolapse too?
I don't know,
Oh, God, I hope not.
I think we should look. Look it up. Prolapsed vagina. Yeah.
I don't know if we should look at that. I mean, that's like a dark cave that you don't want to go down. And once you come out, you're not the same anymore.
Let's watch some speculum vids.
What?
Do you speculum vids, you know, like the little crank thing that the doctors use to open up the vaginas.
Uh-uh.
Even just like they get them in there and they just crank that bitch open. Yeah, and it would just be like 10 inches. Just a gaping vagina. It's kind of scary sometimes. You're like, a penis is supposed to go in there, you know?
Never again.
Not after that cold hunk of metal has mangled this thing.
Well, how do you feel, gentlemen?
I'm gassy.
Do you feel we've, do you feel we've given them our all?
I feel like I've tried to bring this show up to a level of respectability, and you guys just won't come with me. I just feel like it's on my shoulders, really.
Well, I'm sorry, but there are some vans I won't get into, even as I am. See you in hell, faggots.
Balls in your fucking court, Trump. Game on.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Central at RadioFubar.com or with the TuneIn app for smartphones. You can also download the show through iTunes, Stitcher or our website, wfodix.podbean.com. Be sure to rate us 5 stars on iTunes to raise awareness of the show. Vote for us on Podcast Alley 2. Find new sites to rate us at. Blow that shit up. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave us a message that may get played on the air. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our boards at WFODix.boards.net. Like our Facebook page at facebook.com/WFODix to get all the latest updates. Also be sure to check out all the other great shows on RadioFubar.com throughout the week. That was a lot to take in. I'm sure you were tired. Go lay down for a while and they'll be in a few minutes to tuck you in.
She take my money when I'm in need.
Oh yeah, let's do
yeah,
this.
Yeah, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger way over town. That digs on me.
I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. And I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
gotta leave. Get down, girl. Go ahead. Get down. I gotta leave. Get down, girl. Go ahead. Cute the bomb. Meet her at the beauty salon with baby Louis Vuittons under her arm. She said, I can tell you rock. I can tell by your charm. Bars.
Shit, I can't keep up. Are you shitting me? I'm giving up. I can't keep up with that.
That guy is literally insane. Like,
they are fucking awesome. I'm sorry.
No, they're hilarious.
Fucking insane, but I got a chance to listen to their show for the first time, and I have to say I was kind of taken a little bit back. I didn't think that their show could be that raunchy, but damn.